I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Several regions in Ukraine were hit with a cascade of Russian missiles after Germany and the U.S. pledged tanks to aid Ukraine. Russia says it perceived this move as direct Western involvement in the war. Eric Mock of Slavic Gospel Association.
What we see with the advent of the tanks or the continued Western involvement is that this will be a protracted long-term conflict. These military vehicles will definitely tip the scales. They are very powerful platforms that will be used in the conflict.
Over 50% of the nation's electrical infrastructure is damaged and people are struggling to survive. SGA is distributing generators, blankets, meals, and the list goes on, all with the hope of God's comfort. Support SGA at missionnews.org. Nearly 75% of the world's unreached people live in just 12 countries. And every month this year, Jesus Film Project is promoting prayer for one of the top 12 least reached countries. Ryan Wagner with Jesus Film Project.
Here in America, I'm in Missouri. I'm going to pass five churches on the way to go to my church. And that is just not the way it is in most places. And so what we did years ago with Jesus Film Project, we wanted to look and see where is the church and where is it not? And a lot of that might happen in that 1040 window that many people are familiar with, that 1040 latitude throughout the world where the gospel is just really unknown.
Find your place in the story when you download the Jesus Film Project prayer guide at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You help bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.